And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over strategies, some ideas, help you improve or enhance your current and or future retirement income. So today we're going to discuss pension plans, government pension plans, mainly old age security, OAS. We'll touch upon the Canada Pension Plan as well, CPP. Then follow-up shows will how to combine your tax-free and RSP with those pensions. Now, a lot of today will be fairly basic to some. As we advance on this topic, I'll bring in some tax consultants and pension experts, for there are numerous or a variety of angles and tax advantages, just as there are numerous individuals with a variety of incomes and investments. So today, like we normally do, let's break it down real simple. It is radio, thus slideshows and pie graphs and charts and screen sharing doesn't really apply or work very well on radio. So let's begin. OAS, old age security. And first off, there should be a more politically correct name in today's world, where everything seems to offend someone. Old age. So it should be called maybe seniors benefits or maturity reward, but it's still called OAS, old age security. To qualify for the maximum, OAS, you must have been a Canadian resident for 40 years. So from age 25 or younger to age 65, a Canadian resident. Doesn't matter your income or education, just a matter of time. We all get the same amount, so if you're in the 40-year Canadian club, the max right now is around $618 per month, about $7,400 a year. Now, for those who are at least 65 but have moved to Canada from somewhere else, less than 40 years, you're prorated. So say you immigrated when you were 45, and now you're 65, 20 years. You would receive half of the max, $618, be about $309 per month. To qualify for any old age security, you must have been residing here for at least 10 years and be at least 65 years of age. Those arriving here, say at age 60, but have to wait until they're 70, they receive about 25% of the max going forward. OAS begins at age 65. You can apply 1 month after your 64th birthday, but it begins at age 65. The first payment comes out, or comes to you, on the first month after your 65th birthday. CPP, Canada Pension Plan, you can start that at age 60. Old age security starts at age 65. And you can hold off or defer one or both till you're 70. We'll get back to that in just a moment. Both are defined pensions, meaning the exact amount is predetermined. You know what you're going to get based on the years residing with OAS and the year's earnings with CPP. Okay, so let's stick with OAS for now. 40 years, a resident of Canada. 40 years, four decades, goes by quickly. The 80s were 4 decades ago. That's 8 5-year plans. For investors, it shows just how really things go by quickly. We just have 4 decades to put this all together. From age 25 to 65, or maybe 35 to 75 as investors, we have 4 decades to figure it out. The best suitable investments and returns, just 4 decades. OAS, old age security. If you remember watching TV shows in the morning as a kid at home on your RCA TV, your black and white floor model, you had 13 channels on the dial that you had to get up and change manually and click it, 13 channels. But you only had about 2 or 3 stations that would come in. You had CTV and CBC. Well, if you remember all that, you're probably getting close to CPP age, if not already. Now, if you remember watching the early years of the kids' show, The Friendly Giant, which debuted in 1958, you're in elementary school or preschool back then, if you can recall the phrases like, see this boot? Well, look up, way up. And for those who like to rock, a rocking chair. And you can call Jerome and Rusty if it all sounds familiar, and you can recite that in your head and picture it in black and white. Yes, it could soon be time for you to start collecting old age security, if not already. So you fast forward to now, old age security. If you were born prior to June 30th, 1947, you're getting close to age 75 or older. It's time for a little raise. While those 74 and under are maxed at 618, those 75 plus are getting a raise, actually 2 raises. In July, the amount increased 1.3% per month, about 15% for the next 12 months. So about $8 per month more. 618 goes to 626, just under $100 for the next year. Not big, but better than nothing. So that happened in July. The second raise happened earlier in August, the week of August 16th, an additional $500 lump sum to, again, those OAS seniors born before, on or before, June 30th, 1947. So there's always a cutoff. So the person born July 1, 1947 or sooner, that person, no raise for you yet. So let's do some simple math. Age 75, 618 times 12, that's 7,400. That's what you're getting this past June. Move up to 626 in July. That moves you $100, about 7,500 for the next 12 months, plus another $500 lump sum in August. You're up to $8,000. So 600 more from July this year to July of next year. Then come July of next year, a third increase, 10%. So 626, 10% would be like $62 more, moves you up to like 690 a month. And 62 times 12, that's another 750 for the next year. So $600 increase in the first year, but another 750 in the second year, about a 1350 more over the next 2 years. 7,400 goes to 8,750, a 1350 bump. That's an 18% raise over 2 years, 9% per year. Not a lot of money, but a nice increase. It's a permanent increase. It's the first increase in OAS, other than being indexed, the first increase in almost 50 years. The last time, 1973, Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, who had a minority government after the 72 elections, brought this program out. A little bit of a raise. So with a raise now, the current PM, Justin Trudeau, handing out more money, there could be another election coming up. How many voters, I don't know. But there are 3.3 million Canadians, 75 and over, receiving this OAS increase. 3.3 million out of 39 million in Canada, around 9% of the country's entire population. That's a large group. By 2030, that 3.3 million population will balloon to 9.3 million. About 25% of Canada's population will be 65 plus. All remembering the friendly giant, for those who like to rock, a rocking chair. OAS, money for life, a government-funded annuity, a defined benefit, predetermined amount. Soon to be $8,700 a year annuity for those 75 and older. Your reward for 4 decades, 40 plus years of living in Canada. Now let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about those who are in the 65 to 70 age bracket. Do we take OAS now or wait? We'll be back in a moment to discuss.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back. So now for those who are 65 to 70, eligible for the max OAS 618. You can defer those OAS payments till age 66, 67, up to age 70, if you don't want or need that income right now, just like you can defer your CPP. So let's say you're still working, perhaps a higher tax rate than what you'd be if you were retired. An extra $600 or so, half, most, or a lot of that would go as taxes. Old age security is a taxable income, just like CPP, any company pension, or RIF, all income is taxable. Only income from your tax-free is not taxable. And today, 65 is young, not like it used to be back in the 60s. People back then seemed old. Of course, we were only 5 or 10 years old ourselves, but we live longer. Freedom, retirement at Freedom 55, that's kind of out. And Freedom 65 is possible, but Freedom 70 plus, yes. Today, we're healthier, we live longer, and as mentioned, seniors will represent about 25% of this country's population by the end of this decade in just 9 years. Lots of people, lots of pension incomes and assets, a lot of wealth to distribute. For those still choosing to work in their 60s, if your working income or your retirement pension income either exceed $79,000 a year, your old age gets clawed back, about 15 cents on the dollar. So let's say you're earning or getting paid $100,000 a year, the high income tax bracket for one, and about $20,000 over the OAS cutoff point. So $20,000 of that would generate about a 15% clawback. $3,000 a year comes off your OAS, and most of that remaining $4,000 would be eaten up with tax. So you wait until your earnings, your income drops, assuming your current job ends later, let's say at age 70, and now your income does drop, then you take it. But if your pension or income from investments are always going to be in that $79,000 range, well, it's kind of a nice problem to have. Do you really need the extra $8,000 a year taxable? Well, maybe, you still take it. Most OAS recipients, 84%, have incomes below $50,000 a year. That's who it's primarily for. those whose incomes have dropped from when they were working. This new extra money for those 75, you're not working any longer at age 75. You still may be working in your late 60s, but not usually at 75. So your incomes have dropped. But food and prices and cost have increased, so that little bit helps you keep up. Now, another benefit of waiting or deferring OAS from age 65 to 70, you get more later. Every year you defer or wait, per month it's 0.6%, so after 12 months, 1 year, that's a 7.2 increase in what you're going to get. If you hold off for 5 years from age 65 to 70, if you can or choose to, that's a 36% increase. $618 a month, $7,400 a year, would now be about $840 a month, $10,000 a year, if you wait till 70. So why don't most people wait? Well, they need the money. By age 65, your employment might have come to an end. Maybe it was your choice, maybe not, but you need the money. We never really have enough money anyway along the way. So now that it's less, we need every dollar, every plan available to help supplement the rising cost. To some people, $600 may not be sound like very much, but to some it's a big deal, and $600 more than not having it. So it's a need thing for most people. Plus, some aren't sure how long they're going to be around, as in alive, so they take it now and enjoy it. They don't want to put off eating a bigger meal later. I'm getting kind of hungry right now. Now here's the math, if you can or wish to defer. And the same sort of math works for the CPP, it's just a different monthly amount. So let's say you take your OAS at 65, and it's, we'll use $600 a month, simple math. Okay, 600 times 12, 7,200 a year at 65. And it stays that way for 15 years. We won't bother indexing it. So that's it, $7,200 for 15 years. Well, that's $108,000 by the time you're 80, OAS payments. The other person waits 5 years, starts at 70. It's 5 years later, but instead of 600 a month, it's 36% more. It's 820. 820 times 12 is 10,000. 10,000 a year as opposed to 72. 10 years later, you're still 80. It's 100,000, 100 versus 108. However, by about year 13, the person who waited 5 years catches up and passes. He or she now has the inside lane and passes the outside runners, all of them. So as you get into your 80s by waiting or deferring your OAS till 70, if you can, when you're older, you get more money. Now you have to live, you have to make it to your 80s. If you don't make it, there's no spousal OAS. And yes, dying too soon in your 70s or late 60s changes the picture. Death can really dampen your long-term plans. And no one really knows when your time is up. And if you do, or if you're rather quite certain, well, then long-term plans probably are not the way to go. To each investor, it's different. Each case, similar but somewhat unique. Tax implications, while similar for some, differ for others. So you should probably perhaps consult with a tax specialist to help you with some of this. We'll be back in a moment to wrap it up for today.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. So there are many different angles and important topics or ideas when discussing personal retirement income. We'll cover more in the weeks ahead. Today we centered on OAS, old age security. But all of your retirement pensions are important. You've worked, you've waited, you've planned. You're 65 plus. It's a very important time of your life to continue to gain, to keep income, lower your taxes. And for those not 65 yet, well, most likely you will be. But regardless of whether you remember Rusty or Jerome or the Friendly Giant, plan ahead. Knowledge. Your retirement story should be a happy one, one that you can share with family. And you look way up in your own friendly castle. We thank you for taking the time to listen in this morning. I hope you've learned something, something you can use to enhance your own current or future retirement income. The show will be on my website in a few weeks. You can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca. The work office is located at 1702 Sackville Drive. The home office is in Dartmouth. We do house calls or meet at the office. It's easier, but whichever you prefer. Days, evenings, or weekends. The phone number to call is 902-499-5879. Until next time, this is Roger Hamilton. Stay safe and stay invested.